in a way, it seems almost like we're starting back over at the beginning and doing things new. What comes to me is the beginnings of the kingdom of God. We've been involved in it for a while, but now it folds over and there's a new beginning. And I know that we have a desire many times to want to know some of the difficult things in the scriptures, millennial, some of those monsters in the book of Revelation or whatever. But what I'm most interested in is things that's going to bring forth change in our lives. I think that's important. And so we're going to stick with the simple things and believe God to bring forth His Word in our lives and to create us into what He wants us to be.
Yes.
Matthew 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. You ever notice how ministry always begins in the wilderness? Have you been there in the wilderness? And said, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." The Greek reads, "the kingdom of the heavens." It's not just one heaven, it's the heavens. Many heavens, many revealings of it. "For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight." The Greek has a different word order, and it says a lot. The Greek says, make the paths of him straight. Paths of him I like a little bit better than his paths. Anybody can be his paths. But those that are the paths of him, he's working in them. Now, each one of us is to become a path of the Lord, one that he can move through, work through, and accomplish what he would have us to be. So this is what it's talking about. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths, or make the paths of him straight. Now, turn to chapter 4, verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the second time that this is spoken. John the Baptist preaches it first, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then later, Jesus comes up out of the wilderness. He begins to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, it's not just being repeated, but I think what it means is that we move in the kingdom of heaven that John the Baptist preached, and then there's a higher level that comes through Jesus Christ himself, the kingdom of heaven. Two different levels. All right, in Matthew 10, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, now, make the paths of him straight was what John the Baptist preached. These 12 disciples are the first paths of the Lord, first ones that he began to move through. He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness. Now this is a third level, okay? Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, John his brother, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, his son of Alphaeus, Levius, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. Verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, unto any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Now, this is a ministry, a special ministry that is beginning. He says, do not go in the way of the Gentiles. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. There's going to be this ministry to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now I'm speaking of spiritual Israel, the churches. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There has to be the preparation for the kingdom of heaven. And there's three levels here. Heal the sick. cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. We haven't really seen that ministry, but it's going to take place. And it's going to take place within spiritual Israel. As I said, this is going to be short, but I want it to be something that's really put forth in our hearts and our minds. The paths of Him have to be prepared. Those that He can move through. And we set our hearts that we're going to be the paths of Him, that He can move through each one of us. I want to be His path. Make His path straight. And each one of you wants to be a path of Him that can accomplish the purposes of the Lord. And I look forward to this ministry that's given in chapter 10, because it speaks of a ministry of going forth into the churches. They are not going to be left out. The denominational church organizations is not good, but the people are good, and God is not going to leave them out of the picture. Be a path of them.